The scene will shift from hockey to basketball as the MGM Resorts International puts on their main event series, which is going to feature four teams: Arizona State, Mississippi State, Utah State, and the man who helms the next team, St. Mary's. And of course, I'm talking about the one and only Randy Bennett, one of the longest tenured coaches in college basketball, one of the most respected coaches in college basketball. Coach, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes.
Thanks for having me on. Look forward to talking to you guys here.
Well, there you go. You guys are coming to Vegas, and I know the postseason for you guys is here in Vegas. So is this an opportunity for you guys to kind of get comfortable down here in this city as you kind of set out for the season, but you know you have on the horizon the West Coast Conference Tournament?
Yeah, it is a little bit. I would say it's more an opportunity. It's good to go over there and play in Vegas, and it's kind of a little rehearsal as to what you mentioned, our conference tournament. But I think more importantly, it's a chance to play against some really good teams and early in the season, so we can kind of test ourselves against them, see where we're at. If you play against good teams, and your weaknesses will get exposed, and I think you better find that out early in season. We can do something about it rather than find out in league.
Well, this is an interesting season for you guys, because you certainly had so much success last year with a lot of guys who are veteran players. So when you come into the season, you're off to a great start, but is this an exciting season to find out what you have, or is it kind of terrifying knowing what you lost?
Nah, it's really exciting. It's exciting. It's a new group, a new era, so to speak, for our team. The group we've had for the past 3 years, those guys have been, they were together for 3 years, so they actually 4 years, but they had success for three, and like years two and three, we pretty much knew what we had and who we were going to play off of and who our leaders were and who can be our leading scorers, our leading shot takers, our leading rebounders. And this year, it's not that at all. We lost five or probably top seven or eight players from last year, and so it's exciting. It's challenging, and it's an opportunity for, you lose good players, it's an opportunity for the new ones, and that's exactly where we're at. And I think we all know our team, we all know the challenge that we have, and everybody's got to kind of step into a bigger role, so to speak.
Yeah.
And our guys are doing a good job of it. So it as a coach, it's fun for me to go through this. It's fun for our coaching staff to go through this and try and help these guys navigate their way through having a good season. And now for some guys, they have to be the man, so to speak, and take on a bigger role.
Well, I mean, I think there's a glaring example of that right off the top with Jordan Ford, who's been phenomenal. I mean, I think everybody expected him to take a big step forward. Did you see this kind of a start from him?
We took a foreign tour to Australia, and after I saw what he did over there, I wouldn't say to this level, but right. I thought this guy can go out and get you 20 a night on a good team. So, I say that like that's no big deal. That is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's hard to get 20 a night. And anyhow, that's kind of what he can do. We saw it starting to happen last year. I think last half of the season, he averaged like 17 a game for us, and that's when we had Lawndale and Hermanson and Nahr, and so he wasn't really asked to do that yet, but he just kind of kept getting better and better and better and started doing that towards the end of last year. So he is, good point. He has made that move, and that's actually going into October when we started practicing. I was pretty confident that he was going to be able to handle his new role.
Yeah. So, you guys go and get a really nice win against New Mexico State. How much did that tell you about your team to kind of be able to do that early in the season, go play against a really quality team like that, a well-coached team like New Mexico State, and really just kind of take care of business like that?
I was impressed, because that's a really good program. They were 28-6 last year.
Yeah.
I think they're 16-1 at home last year, and I mean they do a really good job. I think they've been in the NCAA tournament like 9 out of the last 11 years or something. So,
yeah.
For people who know college basketball in the West, New Mexico State is one of the best programs in the West, and they're in a mid-major league, so maybe they don't get as much recognition. But quietly, they have been. I don't know who's been in the NCAA tournament more than them, other than Gonzaga, in the last 12 to 15 years. So to go there with we're pretty young. We're young class-wise, and we're young experience-wise. So for our group to be able to go over there and play well and do that in that atmosphere against a program of that caliber, yeah, I was impressed with our guys. I was happy for them. So we did enough to get the job done, and we have plenty of room to improve, and I think our guys have a good perspective of what's coming, and like I said, this tournament coming up in Las Vegas is a great test for us because we're going to get to see some really good teams.
Yeah, and you're going to see on the neutral side at T-Mobile Arena with the MGM Resorts main event. This is, of course, Randy Bennett with St. Mary's playing Utah State Monday night, Arizona State, Mississippi State, and the other one. Chance to see some really good teams on a neutral floor in a nice tournament setting. And when you said earlier, for people that know college basketball, I'll say it for you, that doesn't include the tournament committee based on last year, because you guys were really, really good and weren't there. But what kind of opportunity is this for you guys to get these good teams on a neutral floor to kind of showcase what you have, and what is it going to mean later in the season if you are sitting on Selection Sunday and in a similar position to last year?
It's a great opportunity. That's your first question. And we're playing Mississippi State's good, Arizona State's good, Utah State's off to a really good start. So it's just hard to get in these games as a team out of a mid-major conference. And so we had to work at it to try and find a way to get games like this. And so our guys know, I know, our staff knows that, all right, these games are pretty important. These are exactly what you said. Hey, these would be nice little notches to have on your NCAA tournament resume. And you want to win them, but even if you don't win them, it's a chance to play against top teams, other NCAA tournament teams, and measure yourself. And it should help you either way. If you're able to win games in it, it'll really help you. I think it'll carry a lot of weight down towards the end of the year when they're selecting teams for the NCAA tournament.
We talked a little about Jordan Ford and what he's done for you guys so far, just breaking out 28.7 points per game through three. Who are some of the other guys that people can expect to come out of T-Mobile Arena and watch from your team that will be fun to watch?
We are a pretty balanced team. We have two guys that have kind of separated scores. Obviously, Jordan Ford is really separated out there, and that's kind of by design how we're playing. And then Malik Fitz is he redshirted for us last year. He transferred from University of South Florida, but he is kind of separating himself too as a scorer, a good guy to play off of for us. And so those two guys, but Tanner Krebs, the returning player, and he's been really good for us. He's on the court a lot. And then the other guys are developing in the roles. Elijah Thomas is a sophomore, and he played well last night. It's fun to see them making the move, like becoming a player. And I say that, and people that aren't in coaching or don't really study it, it doesn't just happen. It takes time. You have a good game, and then you may have a not so good game. Then you have two good games, and then you have an okay one. And you got to learn to be able to be pretty steady, and your bad nights are still decent nights. And that's like Elijah's going through that, Jordan Hunter's going through that, and then we got some freshmen coming on, and we're kind of figuring out our top eight or nine, but we're not there yet. But week by week we get a little better, and the picture gets a little more clear as far as, all right, this is who we're going to play off of, which I think we kind of have that figured out now. And then guys getting confidence as being starters or being first guy off the bench. And so we're still shaping a lot as a team, but I've been pleased with the start of the season for these guys. Honestly, McNeese State and Utah Valley, they came in our place, and I had a lot more anxiety this year than I had the last couple of years. And just because there's a lot of unknown, and you don't know what guys might do in their first game under pressure in front of their friends, parents, whatever, fellow students. You just don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. And anyhow, we had to play through the nerves a little bit, and then we played well against Utah Valley. And then obviously last night we were able to go on the road and get a win. But it's we're getting there. We're getting there. I can't tell you right now who our top nine rotation is, and usually I can by this time, but there's still some jumbling around going on.
Here with St. Mary's head coach Randy Bennett. You can catch the squad out Monday, November 19th at T-Mobile Arena, part of the MGM Resorts main event. Coach, I'm going to get you out of here on this. We started the show talking about a gentleman that I'm sure you've heard a lot about. College basketball world is kind of obsessed with this kid, and of course I'm talking about Zion Williamson. What do you remember, like, the first time this kid came across your radar, and what were your expectations of Zion, and is he living up to those expectations?
He's one of those guys you definitely remember. He had a reputation as he's one of the best players in the country, so I made a point to see him, and had a Adidas tournament down in South Carolina right before his senior year.
Yeah.
And he was one of those guys that was, it was just there's 10 games going on, but you didn't have to look long to figure out what court he was on, because there's about 5,000 people circled around it, and they were all excited to see him. So he's better than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
His answer. Like, when I saw him, I thought he was good. He's really explosive. He would make a freakish dunk, but he's way better than I thought he'd be. And so, watch him at Duke. He's a heck of a athlete and really strong and really, he's good. He's really mobile for a guy that size and can play on the perimeter. So he's exceeded my expectations already, and I don't think you're gonna see him in college very long.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. You know, I've been hearing a lot of comparisons to LeBron James. I actually like the Sean Kemp comparisons. Are either one of those fair, or is this kid his own beast?
Own beast, I think.
Yeah.
Own beast. And I saw all those guys. And so I saw LeBron when he was 17, 16. He was different. He's not near as big as this kid. This kid's like 280 pounds. LeBron wasn't that. And he's more versatile than Sean Kemp, but Sean Kemp was kind of that kind of athlete.
Yeah.
So he's somewhere in between there. He's not – I don't think he's as guard-like as LeBron, but LeBron wasn't LeBron in high school. I mean, he was awesome. He's probably the best guy I've ever seen out of high school, but he's developed his game so much now that you think of him, he's a big 6'8 point guard. I'm not sure we're thinking that back when he was in high school, but this guy is he's a freak of an athlete. I mean, it's just how strong he is, how explosive he is, how fast he is. So I like Zion. I'd take him.
I'd take him. Words of wisdom and high praise from St. Mary's coach Randy Bennett. But hey, Coach, we really appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and best of luck on Monday. All right.
You got it. Thanks. Nice talking to you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Randy Bennett, St. Mary's head coach. You can catch him against Utah State this Monday out at T-Mobile Arena, part of the MGM Resorts main event.